Podcast Network.
Welcome to Two Guys Talking. Would you like to try the special?
No, let me have one of your podcast networks, please.
What size drink would you like with that?
I'm going to skip the drink, thanks.
Would you like any ketchup or sauce?
What the hell am I going to do with ketchup or sauce with a podcast network?
Thank you for choosing Two Guys Talking. Please pull to the first window.
Glad you could stop by today. The tyranny of safety is today's concern. I understand the concept that we should err on the side of caution, but I begin to wonder how I achieve senior citizen status without Uncle Sam as my personal nanny for the lion's share of my years. How did I make it without a government body or other group telling me what I should eat and what I shouldn't? That I could lose my balance on my new stepladder and break my neck if I failed to be cautious. That if I put a plastic bag over my head, I could suffocate. If I don't watch these steps, I could fall and be injured. That I could electrocute myself if I use this electrical appliance around rain or water. That I could be struck by lightning if I'm out in the open in a storm. That I can get cancer if I smoke. That death or injury can occur if I try to fix the humongous spring on my garage door. I even need a label to tell me which side of the box or envelope to open when something comes in the mail these days. Who decided our government was the final authority on safety anyway? Would this be the same government that paid $250,000 for an independent study on why farmers are getting killed by their tractors, only to find out that it was because they drive on a grade slope of 30% or more and the tractor could tip and crush them? Or would it be the study that kids fall off their tricycles because they lose their balance? Do I really need intervention to let me know I should have a light and reflectors on my bike for nighttime rides? It amazes me that I have made it on this earth this long without all the written rules from this person or that organization. The thing is, if I were presented with a survival award, I suspect there is some group or other that would determine that this type of notoriety puts me at even further risk of some kind. So I guess I should keep a low profile and keep my head down. Unfortunately, I just discovered on the internet that scrunching your neck for any period of time is bad for your spine. ¶¶